Episode 187.
The majority of people driving those vehicles, they like the technology. They want to know that you think what they drive is really cool, and why. So I think they're willing to pay for it over and over again for you to be the specialist. That's what they're buying, is the specialist. And if you work on everything under the sun, how can you be the specialist?
Welcome, aftermarketers, to Remarkable Results Radio. Listen to learn just one thing from today's episode on your journey to remarkable results. Hello, aftermarketers throughout North America and around the world. Carm Capriotto here, and thank you for listening to Remarkable Results Radio. Hey, you know we have our own app on the App Store? Sure do. Just search for Remarkable Results Radio. Download the app and use it at the convenience of your smartphone or tablet for listening. Now, in this episode 187, I'm with shop owner Parker Davis of Broad Stroke Associates. The episode is made possible through the sponsorship of Federal Mogul Motor Parts and Garage Gurus. For serious technical training and support, online, on site, and on demand, Garage Gurus is everything you need to know. Find out more at fmgarageGurus.com. Did you know how engaging I find every interview? There is a new opportunity to discover unique success stories in our beloved aftermarket, and that is what makes it all worthwhile. Every guest has a story to tell. How many times are you afforded the opportunity to get a chance to ask an industry peer to give you their success story or their view of the world around them? Hey, I appreciate you as an engaged partner wanting to learn as much as you can about your personal and professional growth. Hey, seen the Town Hall Live yet? It happens every Friday at 12 noon Eastern. Now, we tackle a different topic along with up to three guests joining me in a forum discussion. They have been exceptional. Now, I'm not saying it to entice you to be there. I'm saying it because the discussions have exceeded my own expectations. And I have very high expectations. I hope you can tune in Fridays live at 12 noon Eastern. Here's how you sign up. Go to remarkableresults.biz, that's BIZ/live, LIVE. Now meet Parker Davis from Broad Stroke Associates. Find the show notes on Parker Davis at remarkableresults.biz/E187. Parker Davis is a BMW and Mini specialist. He shares in this episode what drives him each day, the changes he's been through as a leader, and the education he seeks out to cultivate not only his business acumen, but his team skills. Parker credits his digital vehicle inspections for increasing his ARO to the $900 mark. He tells of his loaner cars, four brand new BMW 320 Turbos, and he also shares why he doesn't do oil changes, but he does engine oil service, and expects his customers' cars that are on the program to last 300,000 miles. There's a lot packed into this service professional entrepreneur interview with Parker Davis and his views on specialization, why he is open Tuesday through Saturday, and that he's an avid listener to podcasts, including this one. Thanks, Parker. Now here we go with Parker Davis. Hey, nice to be with Parker Davis, owner of Broad Stroke Associates. Hello, Parker.
Hello, Carm. Thanks for having me on the show.
Hey, I'm thrilled to have you on the show. And when we had our pre-call, I asked you what Broad Stroke Associates meant.
Well, it's a very long kind of story, but as short as possible is, you know, a long time ago, we were trying to run my own shop on my 3 days off. We worked 313s at the dealer and 313s for myself. And we kind of did a lot of different things. And I didn't exactly want everybody to know what was going on. So if they dug a little deeper, they wouldn't get any further than the name. And then that worked out great for a couple of years. And then the dealer kind of found out what was going on, and they made me choose my way or the highway. And so by then it was a little too late. I couldn't change the name. It just had gotten way too out of hand and exploded. And it is what it is. Everybody knows it now. It's very unique. It's not common. So it stands out a little bit more.
That's what I like about it. It is unique and it's different. And once someone knows of the quality that you put out, they associate Broad Stroke with it. smart move, even though maybe you weren't quite sure in the beginning, right?
Yeah, it was. It was a complete accident that stumbled across it, and it works out for us. It's working well.
So, Parker, when you were at the dealership, you were flat rate?
I was flat rate, yes. Didn't enjoy it much. You know, when the work's there and it's heavy, I definitely can make my time. But when the work's not there, it's very unfair for a guy to be standing around for an extended period of time and not be earning one penny. You know, what we went through the housing crash at the dealer, and we work 13-hour days, and out of those 13-hour days, there was a good 3-4 hours that we'd be standing around not doing anything. When you lose one day in a 40-hour work week that's spread over 5 days, it's not nearly as detrimental as when you lose one day in a 13-hour shift. That's a third of your paycheck gone. And if you have 2 or 3 bad days, it's really detrimental to your quality of life. So what we've done in our shop is we've changed the game a little bit. My guys are all paid hourly, and it's my job to bring in the customers. But we do incentivize them with a performance-based bonus system.
Excellent. How's it working?
It's working well. You know, things are always constantly changing. Nothing's perfect. So, you know, we've tweaked it and twisted it a couple times. We're always improving it, trying to make it better, trying to hang that carrot to where it's nice and obtainable. So we're still struggling with our inspection process a little bit. We spend a little too much time on our inspections, but they have to be thorough. I just need to figure out how to get the guys rewarded for it.
So you see value in I'm assuming you're talking about a digital vehicle inspection?
Absolutely. Yes. We use AutoServe One.
Okay. AutoServe One. And you see all kinds of value, and you have to figure out how it integrates seamlessly and efficiently in the business.
Correct. Yeah. And it's not as much as the software issue. AutoServe One does an amazing job at continually updating, making it better. Whenever they find a problem in coding or whatever, they will fix it instantly. It's the fact is that I feel the inspection should be extremely thorough. It should not just be a real quick 15-minute deal. So that's the hardest part, is figuring out how to get that covered for the guys as in their productive time.
So what are you seeing as a result of it? Where's your ARO going?
Usually in the nines right now. You know, high eights, low nines. Every year our ARO has gone up by a couple $100. The digital inspection is helping immensely. Everybody that calls back just loves it. They say, oh my gosh, that is the coolest program in the world.
Is anyone in the company looking at any work that was deferred, and are you following up on it?
Our customers do a really good job of coming back for the work. So we don't really follow up with them and say, hey, you didn't buy this, why not? Or you should buy it. They do a good job. When we build the RO, when it's time for the customer to leave, not only do they get the copy of the inspection, but they get a copy of the deferred work details with all of the jobs that they're needed. And we are able to put them in priority order for them. And that's part of the digital inspection, right? That link stays live forever. So they can always go back and look at it. They can share it with their friends and family or significant others to get better opinions or more opinions. As well as it allows us to keep an eye on progressing issues. If this bushing is starting to fail, starting to crack, well, a week or two from now, 6 months from now, a year from now, I don't know what it looked like the last time it came in. Well, with a digital inspection, I literally do know what it looked like because we took a picture of it. So does the customer knows what it looks like. And then we can show them, hey, look at the picture last time. Look at the picture this time. It is completely falling apart. Now is the time. Or you know, we get to tell them, hey, you can hold off on this for another couple months. It looks like it's not aging as bad as we thought it was going to.
Health and wellness for your vehicle, it sounds to me like.
Absolutely, with absolute transparency so people can understand it.
Got it. Know why you install Felpro, the gaskets professionals trust? Every part that goes into a Felpro box is validated and approved by a Felpro engineer. Product testing and validation is an integral part of Felpro's engineering, manufacturing, and field testing, where vehicles undergo tests that log over 1 million miles every year. They also reach out to you, the pro, through technology blogs and their technical forums to listen, learn, and keep in touch with you. It's amazing to think that Felpro produces over 325,000 gaskets per day. That's 325,000 per day in their 1 million square foot facility in Skokie, Illinois. Under the same roof, engineering and manufacturing uphold Felpro quality utilizing 4,500 active production tools with tooling tolerances to 5 microns. Now that's smaller than a human hair. A tight tolerance like that ensures the sealing ability of Felpro gaskets. And their own in-house chem lab develops proprietary formulations like PermaDry Plus to produce 35,000 molded rubber sealing components every day. Plus, with Felpro, you get coverage from 1955 of 96% of all domestics and 93% of all import vehicles. So feel confident that with new engines and new technologies, Felpro will be there with innovative solutions to solve your customers' sealing problems. Felpro, the gaskets professionals trust. Go to felpro-only.com for more information. Now, the value of your service advisor in bringing this all to light, tell me about that process.
My service advisor happens to be my significant other. We've been together for quite a while. I don't know, 8 or 9 years. She has the amazing ability to create relationships with people instantly. She can remember everybody's name, their kids' names, their hobbies, you know. And it's just unbelievable to watch her do her thing because she understands cars to the fullest also. So she's kind of a double-edged sword here. You know, for the last 8, 9 years we've been together, when we're anywhere and something pops into her brain, well, what does a PCV do? Well, this is how it works. And I explain it to her. And so she really, really knows cars unbelievable inside and out, upside and down, as well as the people. So it is really just, she's a true weapon in the industry.
So part of your strategy is to be sure not only is she talented and she has that industry depth, but she's spending time with the customer. Does she walk them out to their car?
Absolutely. We stage every car. So the car gets backed up to the front door. It's running, heated seats are on, you know, whether Washington's pretty flip or flop climate. So it's either hot or cold. So either heat's on or the AC's on and we get it all ready for them. Pull the paper mats, you know, so the car's done and ready to go. But the checkout process shouldn't just be give me money. Here's your key. Have a nice day. The checkout process should really be a 15-20 minute conversation around, do you understand everything that was performed? This is the needs of the vehicle moving forward. You know, then also, how about your day? You know, what do you got going on this weekend? All that stuff needs to be tied into that last conversation to let them know that we really do care about them and their vehicle, not just the money.
Got it. Total dealer alternative. Am I right?
Correct. Yep. That's what we're headed for. We have our hands tied a little bit based on our facility, but we're going for full dealer level everything and then some.
Okay. And you told me you bought a piece of property.
I did. I bought it's almost 2-acre piece of property across the street.
Across the street.
Yep.
It just doesn't get any better than that.
It doesn't. And it's on a busy intersection. So, I mean, it's really working out perfect. You know, it has its, of course, every property has their ups and downs, but I think it'll be really good for us.
I love it. When we had our pre-call, you said to me, and I have a quote here and I wrote it down. He says, we're going to have new building swag one day.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I mean, I wish we could do a lot more for our customers, but our facility has really kept us locked. I can't do alignments. I can't do tires. I can't wash cars, you know, so we have to bring that value in other areas, you know, with the relationship, with the time on the phone, with we have brand new BMW loaner cars, you know, we have a really killer warranty, you know, we go above and beyond everywhere else we can. So we can make up a little bit for what we're lacking.
New BMW loaner cars?
Correct. Yeah, we have four of the new 320s, the little four-cylinder turbos. So they're working out good for us.
How nice.
Yeah, our customers really do like it, you know, versus being put into an old, unreliable, you know, or questionable
Ford
vehicle.
Focus. Yes, I understand. Yeah. Now, out of these four cars, are they always loaned out every day?
No, not every day. They're constantly revolving. When we got them, we were a little nervous about advertising it because we didn't want them, you know, we didn't want it to be a big problem. But so what we started doing them is based on the size of the repair was kind of when it went out. But now that we have four of them, now we ask everybody that calls, do you need help with transportation? And most of our customers, they don't. They've got 2, 3, 4, 5 cars. They don't care. But, you know, it makes a really big difference for the person who does need that help or is coming a long distance.
You said you had a killer warranty. What is it?
Well, we do 3 or 36,000 mile. It's a nationwide program that we buy into, you know, but that's just the surface. You know, we really do an amazing job at taking care of people. You know, if it's 37 months, 38 months, I mean, we're taking care of them.
They come to expect that level of service. I mean, by God, they own a BMW.
Correct. Yeah. And they're paying for it. You know,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
it should be built into everybody's profit is you know, you have a little bit extra over here that you put away for those situations. You know, you never know when things are going to happen.
It's called wiggle room, right?
Correct.
You buy into that warranty. Is it through your Bosch program?
It's through Worldpac. It's a program that Worldpac provides.
Okay. And they're obviously your number one call.
Worldpac is, yes. They do an amazing job at facilitating our needs.
What do you love to do in the business, Parker? Is it the marketing piece? Do you love to occasionally just jump in and turn wrenches? You love to be on the counter? What do you love to do?
Well, what I love to do and what I need to do are often two different things. I'm still a fixer by nature. It's why I got into this business. You know, I love to fix things. So as much as I know running around putting out fires all day long is not productive, I do actually enjoy it the most because it still gives me my fix of fixing things. You know, it's something I was born with. It's something inside of me. I need to build. I need to fix. I need to repair. And when I got 100 things going on in a day, I can fix 100 things. I feel really good about myself. But I know that's more working in the business than on the business. So what I do is I make a mandatory list of 5 productive things that I need to do for the company every day or for myself. And once those 5 are done, the day's mine to do whatever I want.
That's a great discipline.
I do like that. It's amazing what it's done for me in the lately. I actually stole it from another guy that I listened to, Andy Frisella.
Okay. So, now, question, is it working for you? I mean, are you getting all 5 done?
Absolutely. You know, the most important part about it is that you get more done than less. And if you got 4 out of the 5, it's still a win for the day. And then that 4th one carries over. And guess what? I got more work for myself tomorrow. So it just forces me to get it done.
Are you a numbers person?
I haven't always been. But the first, 7 years or so I ran my business, I wasn't. I didn't know anything about them. But since I started working with Cecil Bullard about 3 years ago, I've become a numbers person, and it is what really excites me and gets me motivated.
Are you unemployable?
Probably. I probably am unemployable. It's I always see the better way to do things, and I like to be able to execute on my ideas. Given the right circumstance, I'm sure I could thrive in somebody else's employment, but it would be hard. It would be really nice to punch out at the end of the day and not have to worry about anything else.
Okay, you've owned your business for 10 years. Are you a different leader now than you were then?
I don't think you could be the same leader. You know, every employee moves you in a different way, has different needs that you have to facilitate them. Customers are changing. You know, it is. It's just the cars are changing. The industry is changing. Everything's changing. You can't be. If you're the same, you're dying. Is the way I look at it. You have to be progressing at every moment. And so my people skills have gotten a lot better. You know, I wasn't always I'm definitely not an extrovert. I'm more of an introvert. So people skills is not my number one thing. I like to just sit in the corner with my music up loud and fix cars. But I don't get that luxury anymore. And so there's lots of great training out there for it too, which has been exponential, you know, through Worldpac, through Cecil, through there's a lot of at the Institute there. There's a lot of great training out for it to help leaders become better.
Thank you for coming on the show, especially an introvert like you.
I did have to think about it for a little while. I talked to Amy about it, and there was one point I said, I'm not going to do it. And then I said, you know what? I like trying to make the industry better. And when someone raises the bar for me, I really appreciate it, because then that makes me push just that much harder. And it's only going to make this industry better. This industry's got a long way to lift up, and it's unfortunate.
Thank you for that testimonial. Well, well said. You know that 70% of professional technicians install Moog? Do you know who is best in class in engineering R&D? Do you know who holds 47 patents and has 28 dedicated engineers on staff? Yeah, Moog. You should know that 85% of Moog socket-style components are manufactured in North America, and that makes Moog best-in-class for manufacturing. And since 1966, every NASCAR championship has been won on Moog parts. But you knew that. I know why you install Moog. They solve your problems. Over the years, Moog has provided problem-solving innovations like a patented Preston cover plate, powdered metal gusher bearing technology, compression-loaded ball joints with a pre-installed integral dust boot, and vertical control arm bushings. You know why you install Moog. Enhanced durability, improved performance, and ease of installation. For more information, go to moogparts.com. Now you know. Hey, what's one thing that's got you fired up right now?
Well, one of the things that I'm determined to get done here, and we're working on it, trying to figure out the ideal package, is we're going away from we don't do oil changes as it is right now. We don't do them. When someone calls and says, do you do an oil change? How much is an oil change? The first thing we lead into is, well, we don't do an oil change. And they go, huh? So we have to lead into that and tell them, well, what we do is an engine oil service, and this is what it entails. But we're building minor, intermediate, and major services right now, and that's the way these cars need to be maintained from here on out. BMW's IAM brand, I don't know what the word for it, but I only know one thing. I only know BMW's. I only know one brand. So I can tell you exactly how those cars go through their entire life. Because we've seen it. We've seen them at 10,000, 20, 30, all the way up to 300, 400,000 miles. So what we're doing is we're trying to make these cars, take them from out of warranty and make them go to 300,000 miles. That's going to take an immense amount of servicing. And with today's direct injection, with today's fuels and today's oils, now we have to battle carbon buildup. We got to battle sludge buildup. You know, with these diesels, the DPF problems that they're having, we got to battle all this stuff. So we're building packages right now to try to get all of these makes and models through warranty to 300,000 miles with as little breakdowns to the customer as possible.
So you're offering, does the customer immediately say, oh, he's trying to upsell me? Or does it take a few minutes to have the person understand you're looking for a longevity program?
You know, if the customer doesn't understand, that's usually a good sign that we're not meant to be together. You know, not every customer is my customer, and I get that. And that's something that I had to learn. Because by bringing a customer that's not yours into your shop, it only hurts you. Your technicians lose time. You can hurt your reputation. So if we can't see eye to eye based on that initial phone call, then I'm pretty sure that we weren't meant to be. Some customers instantly cringe and go, oh my gosh, well, I only want a spill and fill oil change. You know, okay, well, that's perfectly acceptable that that's all you want, but we don't do that here. But the customers that get it usually end with a, wow, when can I come in? You know, so it's pretty easy to explain to them.
I found a home for my car. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Thank you. Where do your big ideas come from?
Well, I'm going to tell you that I haven't always been really big on education. I guess I kind of got burnt out in high school pretty easy. Continuing education, I knew I was going to work on cars, and I knew what I needed to do that. But late in life here, I've decided to get back into education and start really pushing training, all my classes, all my group events. You know, every time anybody has a big training event, I try to go to it, because what I learned from those events outside of the classrooms by just speaking with other industry individuals is big, usually aha moments for me. Also through podcasts. It's one of the other things is we spend a lot of time in our cars. You know, I got a half hour to work, half hour back, I hit the gym. I got an hour there. I got a lot of time to listen. And if I just listen to music, it's, you know, wasting my time. And, I like listening to the podcasts and even different industries. It really just gives you ideas all the time. It keeps your brain constantly flowing.
Another great testimonial. Wow. You just mentioned training. What are the best training events up in the Northwest or anywhere throughout the country that you know you're going to be at this year?
ATE, actually, I think registration opens today for it. We're going to sign up and take the whole crew. We do shut down for big stuff like that and go. We've had good success at the Worldpac Expo events. Those are great big training events. Even some of the small ones through the times. Kukui's put some on from time to time. The Institute for Automotive Business Excellence puts them on where they'll have 4, 5, 6 classes in a row. And it really, I'll grab 2 people and send them at once, or I'll go myself and bring back information. I'm looking into Vision this year. I missed Bimmers last year by just an unfortunate email incident, but I'm in now.
All right.
And so this year we're going to Bimmers and I will take the whole crew. We're going to shut down a couple times this year and go to training.
Let me recommend, if you're going to Vision, that I would look very quickly. I think the hotels are going quick. I'm going to be there with my own studio.
Oh, great.
I know.
Yeah, well, I got to get all that planned for this year.
You've got to have great disciplines. And I know you gave us the rule of 5, which is great. How do you start your day?
Not very well. I'm not much of a morning person, so it's really tough for me. But what I've, I worked so hard for so many years, just grinding, just trying to get on top. Now I've kind of got a little bit of breathing room, I feel like. So now it's time to start working on me a little bit. So 3 days a week, I get up at 5 and go to the gym, listen to podcasts, feed my brain with good food. Get a good sweat in before I go to work. And then, when I walk in the morning, it's getting open, getting going. And then I sit down with my list of 5 and start ticking away.
Does that list of 5 come from the night before?
Right now I'm booked through Wednesday. Before I left on Saturday, I made my list ahead of time. Sometimes I've got things I need to get done in advance, and some things I think of in the moment and I will add to the list during the day. But, priority always changes. But when you think about it in the middle of the night, you got to write it down.
Yeah, I'm like that too. Do you have a pad and a pen on the bedside?
I do. I carry a little book with me everywhere I go, and I do have my phone as well. I put stuff in.
And do you use a digital voice recorder? Do you use your phone for that?
Just phone notes. Okay. or Microsoft OneNote works real well.
Yeah. Great, great disciplines. Those are great ideas to share. Thank you. Training for the techs. What are you averaging per year?
I would tell you, I think it's in that 24-hour range, kind of a 2-3 days a year. It's tough for us because we are BMW only. So it has to be a BMW or Mini class that's relevant. And so it's harder for us to find exact training of stuff we need we're usually a little bit further ahead than most other shops because there is only one line that we work on. So we see a lot more BMWs than most shops do. So we kind of know a little bit more, and we're looking for stuff a little sooner. So sometimes we have to kind of create our own. When, like I said, when Expo comes up or one of those big things and the classes fit, I'll take them.
Do you know Seth Thorson?
I do. I met Seth at the Worldpack Summit event for the first time. So nice
guy. Yeah, he's a Beamer guy. Yeah, he was on the show. Parker, I see you're open Saturday, and so many entrepreneurs that I interview are Monday through Friday.
I wouldn't change it for the world. We are Tuesday through Saturday, and I absolutely love it. And let me tell you why. Like I told you earlier, most of our customers have 2 and 3 cars, maybe 4 or 5. They don't need their car back. So it makes their life easy when they can drop it off on any day of the week, and they always wait till Saturday to pick it up. We'll have, you know, 10, 12 invoices lined up, ready to go out the door on Saturday. And so it makes their life really easy so they can get their significant other to come pick up their car. And Saturday also books the whole next week. You know, we don't do big production jobs on a Saturday, but we do do some smaller stuff where we can get the inspections done, write them up, and say, hey, your car needs this. We've got room Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and get some right back in. Plus, my weekends fall on a day in which everybody else is at work. I love my Mondays. I get to run around, do whatever I want while everybody else is at work.
That's smart. Do you book appointments for your customers when they leave so they know when they're coming back, say in 5 to 6 months or less?
We're working on that. It's something that we've struggled with getting it implemented. We kind of get busy and forget about it and then get slow and go, dang it, why aren't we doing this? You know, so it is something we're working on doing.
Concierge service. Lots of discussion lately about concierge service. What does it mean to you, and will you ever implement it?
And by concierge,
a white glove treatment, I guess, because, you know, you have a customer, a discerning customer that owns a pretty nice car that would want to be picked up and dropped off.
Like a valet service. BMW's done that for a long time in their 7 Series clients. I don't see why you wouldn't. The truth is that customer, my average customer, is going to spend $900 with me. And if I do a valet service, they might be spending $1,000 or $1,200 by then. I would go pick anybody up for that, and I don't really care where we're going. I'll have a kid on hand that I send to pick you up.
We were talking to Bill DeBoyer the other day, and he said he's going to be using a rideshare service to do that for him.
Well, that's a good idea. You know, I mean, the truth is, whatever a customer needs, if we're out of loaner cars and they need a rental car, or they need an Uber ride home, or if I got the time, I'll throw them in the car and I'll take them home. So,
hey, great stuff. If you have unlimited time and unlimited money, would you still be in this business? And if not, what would you be doing?
I probably wouldn't be servicing vehicles, but I sure would be building them. It's where my passion lies. I really do love cars. I really love building stuff from the ground up, the fabrication. So I would be building cars and trucks, custom ones, of course.
Parker, what's the next generation of repair shops going to look like?
Oh, well, I think this is a good question. A lot of people are talking about this right now. My opinion, my 2 cents, maybe 3 cents, who knows, is that I think there are the shops that work on 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 lines of cars are going to start dropping some of them. These cars are changing so fast, it's hard for us even to keep up with BMW, let alone if I was trying to keep up with Audi, Mercedes, you know, Volkswagen, all of them. So I think there's going to be brands where, you know, it might be too difficult to deal with, and people are going to start dropping them off naturally. But I think you're going to see shops start to pick one and say, okay, my favorite is Audi. I'm going to run with just Audi. I'm going to run with just Mercedes. It's becoming more and more popular for a reason to see these smaller shops that work on only one line.
So specialization, basically, like doctors
I think
do.
So.
Yeah.
Yep. And it's the hybrid, you know. I mean, there are Toyota Prius only shops, you know.
Yeah.
It is the, I think it's the future, is it's going to be a specialized industry.
No doubt, like you say, training gets more focused, techs get more focused. It's almost like there's not much other competition, so maybe the labor rates can go where they need to get so that the level of profits in the industry can really help.
Absolutely. The customers know that they drive a very advanced piece of technology. If you're up with it and you know everything there's to know about that, they know they're going to have to pay for that information. If they don't care about that, they're going to the cheap shops, and that's where they're going to stay. But the majority of people driving those vehicles, they like the technology. They want to know that you think what they drive is really cool, and why. So I think they're willing to pay for it over and over again for you to be the specialist. That's what they're buying, is the specialist. And if you work on everything under the sun, how can you be the specialist?
How difficult do you see an all makes all model shop moving to have a specialty?
Well, you know, it would be very difficult to do, and that's why I don't think it's something that they're going to just pick right away and say, "All right, we're dropping everything and going to this." I think they're going to start cutting the fat where they can. Get rid of this one. We're not working on those Volvos anymore. We're not working on Saabs anymore, and they might just start to narrow what they're doing.
Okay. Hey, looking back, what are you the proudest of?
I'm pretty proud of our team, the business growth we've had. It's a lot of fun. It's we've come a long ways, and we really have built something from nothing. Literally started as a one-man show by myself, answering phones, fixing cars, making appointments. So I really am proud of the business that I have created.
Excellent. Thanks for being on. Thanks for, as you said earlier, figuring I would come on and do a little bit of pay it forward. Thank you so much for that. So one final piece. Share some words to live by, some great wisdom for our audience.
Well, again, this is something I stole from a guy named Andy Frisella, it's something that I've applied to my life in my current state, and I think it will help your employees. I think it helps everybody around you. But it's a statement he says called "Choose Your Hard." And it's something that if you really stop and think about in every situation, and if your employees could stop and think about, is it harder to do that extra 10% to do your job right? Or is it harder to find a new job because you got fired? Is it harder to eat right, or is it harder to work the fat off when you fall behind? You know, if you look at every situation and I think about it and I want to choose which direction I'm going to go, you know, I look at it and I really do choose my hard and decide, okay, if I cheap out here, it's just going to cost me more there. So I'm not going to cheap out here. I'm going to take care of this situation in the fullest of its ability.
Great words, Parker. Parker Davis, owner Broad Stroke Associates. Thanks for being on the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, Carm.
Hey, aftermarketers, thanks for joining us. For an in-depth episode experience, don't miss the show notes for this episode with Parker Davis. On his show notes page, go to remarkableresults.biz/E187. You can also find Broad Stroke Associates' webpage and additional bio information. I love to hear from you. Any questions or comments, email me at carm@remarkableresults.biz or head over to the contact page on the website. Don't forget, you're an important reason I bring you this library of interviews, this powerhouse of content. I hope you are profiting from wisdom and insights found in each episode. Hey, it's favor time. Tell a friend about the podcast, and thanks for your support. Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from another inspiring aftermarket professional. Until next time.